Second selected message is 383. Confederacies will increase in number and power as we draw nearer to the end of time. Men and women have confederated to oppose the Lord God of heaven, and the church is only half awake to the situation. Is that true? Has that happened? Satanic agencies in human form will take part in this last great conflict to oppose the building up of the kingdom of God, and heavenly angels in human guise will be on the field of action. Exciting, isn't it? The two opposing parties will continue to exist till the closing up of the last great chapter in the world's history. Satanic agencies are in every city. We cannot afford to be off our guard for one moment. The true, staunch believers will pray more and more and will talk less of matters of less consequence, of little consequence. This is no time for the people of God to be weaklings, neither one thing nor the other. Let all be diligent students of the Word of God. 2 SM 352 and 353. For thousands of years, Satan has been experimenting upon the properties of the human mind, and he has learned to know it very well. By his subtle workings in these last days, he is linking the human mind with his own, imbuing it with his thoughts, and he is doing this work in so deceptive a manner that those who accept his guidance know not that they are being led by him at his will. Key 73, remember in our discussion of it? Remember the sermon, An Act of an Enemy? I entreat that there may be a putting away from the life every action which does not bear the approval of God. We are drawing near to the close of earth's history, and the battle is growing daily more fierce. She wrote that in 1907. Second selected messages, page 367. Brethren and sisters, I appeal to you as Seventh-day Adventists to be all that this name signifies. There is danger of departing from the spirit of the message. The people of God are not to be guided by the opinions or practices of the world. The Word of God plainly declares that His law is to be scorned, trampled upon by the world. There will be an extraordinary prevalence of iniquity. The professed Protestant world will form a confederacy with the man of sin, and the church and the world will be in corrupt harmony. Here the great crisis is coming upon the world. The scriptures teach that popery is to regain its lost supremacy, and that the fires of persecution will be rekindled through the time-serving concessions of the so-called Protestant world. In this time of peril, we can stand only as we have the truth and power of God. It is difficult to hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. And the difficulty increases, don't miss this, and the difficulty increases when there are hidden influences constantly at work to bring in another spirit, a counterworking element on Satan's side of the question. In the absence of persecution, there have drifted into our ranks some who appear sound and their Christianity unquestionable, but who, if persecution should arise, would go out from us. When the law of God is made void, the church will be sifted by fiery trials, and a larger proportion than we now anticipate will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 2 SM 384 and 385. The Sabbath is God's memorial of his creative work, and it is a sign that is to be kept before the world. There is to be no compromise with those who are worshiping an idol Sabbath. What are we doing today, brothers and sisters? We are not to spend our time in controversy with those who know the truth and upon whom the light of truth has been shining, when they turn away their ear from the truth to turn to fables. Who does that describe, brothers, sisters? I was told that men, this would include Seventh-day Adventists, will employ every policy to make less prominent the difference between the faith of Seventh-day Adventists and those who observe the first day of the week. Now listen to this. A company was presented before me under the name of Seventh-day Adventists, who were advising that the banner or sign which makes us a distinctive people should not be held out so strikingly, for they claimed it was not the best policy in securing success to our institution. I saw some reaching out their hands to remove the banner and to obscure its significance. Dot, dot, dot. I wish I knew what that was. When the people accept and exalt a spurious Sabbath and turn souls away from obedience and loyalty to God, they will reach the point that was reached by the people in the days of Christ. Do you see parallels? Testimonies to Ministers, page 16. Satan has a large confederacy, his church. Christ calls them the synagogue of Satan because the members are the children of sin. The synagogue of Satan. Review and Herald, April 14, 1896. Those who love and keep the commandments of God are most obnoxious to the synagogue of Satan, and the powers of evil will manifest their hatred toward them to the fullest extent possible. The forces of darkness will unite with human agents who have given themselves into the control of Satan, and the same scenes that were exhibited at the trial, rejection, and crucifixion of Christ will be revived. Through yielding to satanic influences, men will be transformed into fiends. And those who were created in the image of God, who were formed to honor and glorify their Creator, will become the habitation of dragons. And Satan will see in an apostate race his masterpiece of evil. Men who reflect his own image. What is laying on the horizon for us as a people is exactly what laid for Christ in his trial before Pilate. The very ones who took Christ before Pilate will take us before the kings and rulers of this world. Maybe it would be fitting for us to turn to Matthew 10, 21 through 28, in closing, and find out if we haven't just discussed some of the things that are found here in Matthew 10. Let's find out if we haven't just discussed the things that seem to fit right in the Word of God here in Matthew 10. Verse 21, Matthew 10. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. That's future, isn't it? The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill a soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Brothers and sisters, may God help us for what is on the horizon for us as a people of God today in modern Israel. May we be able to put on the full armor of God completely and securely, that we might be able to stand. For the end is truly upon us as a people, as it was upon Christ at his trial. Can we kneel for prayer?